Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be His kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son came into the world that he might destroy the works of the evil and make us children of God and heirs of eternal life, grant that having this hope, we may purify ourselves as he is pure, that when he comes again with power and great glory, we may be made like him in his eternal and glorious kingdom, where he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Thessalonians. We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about those who have died, so that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have died. For this we declare to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will by no means precede those who have died. For the Lord himself, with a cry of command, with the archangel's call, and with the sound of God's trumpet, will descend from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up in the clouds together with them to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, 'Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him.' Then all of those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise replied, 'No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves.' And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he replied, 'Truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It is not every day that 2 members of our cathedral are on the front page of the Florida Times Union. How many of you all read yesterday's paper? Ed Graves and John Corse are both here today. Would you guys stand up? For those of you who didn't happen to read the paper, let me tell you about these 2. They are part of a 4-man swim team, and the total age of these 4 men put together is 362, which means that the average age of these 4 men is 90. And they've been swimming together 3 times a week for years. And so recently they went down to Orlando. And what was the name of it? Gaines, something Gaines. Rowdy Gaines Masters Championship. They won in 14 categories. When John was interviewed for the Florida Times Union, he said that they just outlasted all the competition. No one's left in their age bracket. These men are an inspiration to us and to the city because they know how to stay young. They keep holding the torch. They're strong and vibrant and inspiring. Thank you, guys, for who you are and what you're doing. You're amazing. We want to be like you. We want to keep carrying that torch, don't you? I want to stay young, and not just physically, but spiritually. How do we keep carrying the torch, being joyful, being thankful, when life can be really, really hard, and we get old and our bodies wear out and we go through so much? How do we keep on keeping on? Advent is coming soon. Can you believe it? And already we're hearing echoes in the scripture about the coming of Christ and about having to wait for him. And in this gospel today, we hear a story. And it's about a great party. You know, over and over again, when Jesus tries to talk to us about the kingdom of heaven, he uses images of a party, of a banquet, of a great feast, over and over and over again. There was no better comparison with heaven than a great, great party. And in the story, the parable that Jesus tells us today, he talks again about a wedding banquet. Scholars of the New Testament have tried to piece together the exact chronological order of the wedding banquet, because there were a lot of parts to it in Jesus's day. It was a really grand occasion that could last about a week. And it had a lot of parts to it, but no one has been able to piece them all together in the right order. Parts of it are left mysterious to us. But we do know this, that part of the great celebration had to do with a procession that took place at night. And the bridesmaids and the bride would move from the home of the bride's parents, where she lived as their daughter, over to the home of the bridegroom. So she would literally move physically from being a daughter to where she would become a wife. And this procession would happen in the dark at night. And the bridesmaids would hold these lamps to light the way. We don't know what the lamps looked like. They could have been a torch, like a piece of wood with cloth that was dipped in oil wrapped around it that was then ignited. Or they could have been something more enclosed. We do know that Jesus talked about them trimming their wicks so they would cut off the burnt portions of their torch or lamp. We also know that when they got to the home of the bridegroom, probably the bride went in to become a wife, and everyone waited outside. And once the marriage was consummated, then the doors would open and the great feast would begin. Now, Jesus says that this particular wedding had 10 bridesmaids. So if I was doing this wedding, I'd say she was a popular girl. 5 of the bridesmaids were wise, and they brought reserves of oil, a backup, a storage. And 5 of the bridesmaids were foolish, and they just said, well, you know, I'm going to light my lamp and go for it, and hopefully it'll last. Well, they get to the home of the bridegroom, and it takes a while. It takes so long that the bridesmaids all fall asleep. When the bridegroom finally is ready to open the doors, they get up, they trim their wicks, but only the wise have brought enough oil to relight their lamps. So the foolish bridesmaids say to the wise ones, hey, give us some of your oil. And the wise say, sorry, we don't have enough for us and for you. You're going to have to go to the dealer's house and get some oil from him. Well, walking to wherever the dealer lived in the middle of the night, waking him up, getting him to give you oil, would take some time. By the time the foolish bridesmaids got back to the bridegroom's home, the doors were shut. So they knocked and knocked, but the bridegroom said, "I don't know you, sorry." I think a lot of people knocked on the doors, because a lot of people would love to have gone to that banquet, right? But if he didn't know that they were officially bridesmaids, he wouldn't know who they were. He wouldn't let them in. So the bridesmaids who got in, who were welcomed by Christ into heaven itself, were the ones that held a reserve of oil. They stored it up for themselves for a rainy day, in case things took a little longer, they could still hold the torch and still burn brightly. Did you know that you can store up gratitude in your heart? Did you know that thanksgiving actually multiplies itself? If you give thanks for something and you practice giving thanks, you begin to notice more and more things to be thankful for. Have you ever noticed that? Despair is the same way. You can store up everything bad that's happened for you. In fact, if you feel sorry for yourself and you notice how badly life is treating you, you can notice it more and more. Despair will also multiply. I know that all of you, I bet every single one of you, has experienced moments of great beauty and joy in your lives. But I also know, in the same vein, that probably each and every one of you has suffered tremendously in some way. And the question is, what are you going to store up for yourselves? Because whatever you choose to hold on to, that becomes your identity. The oil that these bridesmaids carried, it ignited the light within them. It enabled Christ to recognize them. You can store up for yourself things to be grateful for, moments of joy, insight, and wisdom and beauty. Or I am sure that you can hold on to every mistake that you've made, or ways in which others have hurt you. In fact, you can pack some serious baggage full of all the things that have gone wrong in your life, and you can carry it with you everywhere, and it will drag you down. The things that are of Christ, of joy, of light, of gratitude, they illumine your soul. The things of despair and darkness and worry and obsession and self-pity, they cloud your very nature so that Christ cannot recognize you. Ed and John and these men, they get up and they get in that cold water at least 3 times a week. And it takes work to carry the torch. It takes work to stay young, and it takes work to be joyful. It takes work to develop your spiritual life, to seek out things to be grateful for. It doesn't just happen to you. You have to work at it. Will you be a child of the light or a child of the darkness? The choice is yours. There is a rabbi who is Canadian. His name is Ronnie Kahana, and in 2011, he had a massive stroke. He lost the movement in his entire body, all the way up to his eyes. The only thing he could do was blink. He was on a ventilator in the ICU when his daughter rushed to his side. It took her about a day to realize that if she said the alphabet slowly, her father would blink at the correct letter. And if she wrote the letters down, he would speak to her. And the first thing that he said to his daughter was, "My dear one, don't be afraid. This is a blessing. This is a blessing." He couldn't move. They took him home, and people from his synagogue and then from the rest of the city began to come and visit him. And his daughter would translate his blinks, and he would say things to people. He became a spiritual leader. He claimed that although his body was locked down, his soul was soaring with God. He also said that there were no dead ends, but God always opens one door or another. It takes work to be grateful. You have to hold on to those moments of joy, of love, of beauty. Seek them out. The more that you seek them out, the more aware you will become of God's presence. Don't cloud yourself over with all of the worries or distress or despair of this life, but hold on to gratitude, because Christ always recognizes a grateful heart. And what we all want so desperately is that day when those doors open. We want Jesus to open his arms to us and to say, "I see you. Welcome. Come inside."
Let us stand and affirm our faith by saying together the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, Father the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father.
Through him all things were made.
For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Almighty God, you created the heavens and the earth. Thank you for the gift of our lives, for our loved ones, for this community, and for this beautiful earth that we call home. I invite you to speak aloud your thanksgivings. We give special thanks for the births of Paisley Marie Cole and Micah Stanley Tulipan. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless and comfort those who are sick, lonely, or grieving. We pray especially for all who have contracted Ebola in West Africa and all over the world. Help us to find a cure. I invite you to speak aloud the names of those who need our prayers. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Embrace the souls of those who have died. I invite you to speak their names aloud. We remember especially Mike Petrie. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the church throughout the world, especially John, Charles, and Dorsey, our bishops, Catherine, our presiding bishop, Justin, Archbishop of Canterbury, and for the ministries of this cathedral. Help us to grow in our love for you and for others here in the urban core. Lord, in your mercy, help the nations of the earth to treat one another with kindness and justice. We pray especially for Ukraine, Nigeria, China, North Korea, and all the countries of the Middle East. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Judge of the nations, we remember before you with grateful hearts the men and women of our country who in the day of decision ventured much for the liberties we now enjoy. Grant that we may not rest until all the people of this land share the benefits of true freedom and gladly accept its disciplines. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty and eternal God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, mercifully accept our prayers of your people and strengthen us to do your will through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have done. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves.
We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your word and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. My brothers and sisters in Christ, may the peace of the Lord be always with you.
Please be seated. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the cathedral. We're so glad you're here today. If you're new or visiting and you raise your hand, the ushers will bring you a gift, but you have to keep it up so they can find you. You have to raise it high. We promise we won't make you give a speech or anything, but you have to hold it up so they can find you. Keep it up. Keep it up. Welcome. So glad you're here today. I saw one over here. There you go. Godfrey, here we go. Over on this side, too. See? There you go. Welcome. Welcome. We have a lot to be thankful for, But especially, I think we need to give thanks to our veterans. If you have served or are serving in our military, would you please stand up so we can thank you? Where are you? There you go. Talk about something to give thanks for. Thank you for what you've done for us. I am pleased to announce that your cathedral is getting technologically savvy. In fact, we now have an app that you can put on your iPhone, and you can access your directory and your pledge. You can even get directions to somebody else's house in the parish. Isn't that cool? You can view online the church directory and your pledge information and lots of stuff. See your bulletin for details or come to a workshop today right after this service and we'll teach you how to do it. You can learn right here. It's so easy. I'm amazed. This afternoon, we have a wonderful organist who's going to offer a concert for us. Todd Wilson, who instructed our own Tim Tuller, will be here at 4:00 this afternoon. Also, more details about that in your bulletin, but what a glorious a bit of music. So for those of you who love the organ, don't forget to come. Also, in 2 weeks, on Sunday, November the 23rd, Dr. Mary Neal, who is the author of a national best-selling book, To Heaven and Back, is going to be here. She was in South America river rafting and had a terrible accident and died and returned. And she's going to talk about what happened to her. Her talk will be both at 10:00 and after this service at 11:00. So both times for you to come and invite all your friends. It's open to everyone. As I mentioned, Advent is approaching. Doesn't that feel fast? Feels fast to me. But there's a lot of special services coming up, including St. Andrew's Day on November 23rd, Thanksgiving Day, we have a Eucharist here, as well as a meal for those of you who don't have family, or perhaps your family are out of town. You're welcome to come have Thanksgiving with your church family. And also on the first Sunday of Advent, which is the last Sunday of November, we have the beautiful evening service, the Advent procession of lessons and carols. We have concluded our pledge drive, and it's been wonderful. Many of you have given a lot earlier, and many increased your pledges, and I'm very grateful. If you have not yet pledged, you can still do so by going to our website, or we have pledge cards in the back of the church. But thank you to everyone who has given so generously. And remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For to your faithful people you have promised everlasting life, and through Jesus Christ you have shown the truth of your word and provided for us the means for salvation. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim your glory of your name. Give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days, you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him, you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him, you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming glory.
And we offer you our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ and bring us to that heavenly country where all your saints we may enter the everlasting heritage of sons and daughters through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to sing. The gifts of God to you, the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. please join me in sending forth the Eucharistic visitor. In the name of St. John's Cathedral, I send you forth bearing these holy gifts, that those to whom you go may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with the spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the love and knowledge of God and our Lord Jesus Christ. And may the blessing of God, the Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be and remain with you, now and forevermore. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia. Let us go forth in the name of Christ.